Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. All right here on the River Talk Radio Network as well, 94.9 FM. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Dimitri, live and dangerously local, is also the force multiplier of truth. You can see the show live stream on Rumble. Hello, how you doing? We're really taking off on Rumble. We're already in triple digits when it comes to views and growing we're growing a lot. All right, fine. Got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a bit. Your opportunity to say or do pretty much anything you want within the rules of engagement, but do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. That next segment, Dimitri Graffiti, is designed just for you. Why? Because we love you, because that's just how we roll. All right. Again, Thursday, tough talking. Jim Jordan is going to be in Jefferson County. GOP Republican Lincoln dinner. He's the main speaker, the pride of the Ohio Congressional Caucus, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Jim Jordan, who has done nothing to rein in these judges that have been undermining the Trump administration, who has done nothing about much of anything. Again, I have no smoking gun evidence that he is compromised, that he is being blackmailed because of that scandal with the wrestlers at Ohio State and that Doc Strauss and all that sick gay stuff. Oh, my God. I have no smoking gun evidence of that whatsoever. But I just don't understand what other explanation there could be for Jim Jordan, who talks really tough on Fox News. Oh, my God, does he talk tough. Why doesn't do anything? He's the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. He has unreal power to rein in this federal government that is undermining the Trump administration. That's undermining you and everything you voted for in November. And he goes on Fox News and he talks tough and that's it. Oh, and then a stern letter every once in a while to someone. If you're going to this thing on Thursday, if you could please try to grow a spine, stand up, ask him why the hell he's done nothing as chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. And oh, by the way, how in God's name can you be supporting President Trump and J.D. Vance when they lied to us about no more wars, especially in the Middle East? Stand up to this guy. Oh, he talks tough, but that's all it is. It's just talk. Thomas Massie, who has stood up to Israel and stood up to the president. It's a hardcore conservative, principled guy, this guy, Tom Massie, congressman from Kentucky. He is warning us about another problem, another real serious ethical problem going on with our federal government. And yes, we're talking about the Trump administration. Nobody else is talking about this, but I wanted to share this with you as well.
I rise today to let the American people know that this government is under siege. All three branches of this government is under siege by lobbyists and lawyers from a German company named Bayer. They spent over $9 million lobbying the executive branch and the legislative branch so that they don't have to be liable for any damages that their herbicide causes, otherwise known as Roundup. And they're having some success. Now, they haven't had any success yet in this chamber to get that immunity. They've had some success in the state legislatures, which are also under siege, to get this immunity from liability. Look, the Constitution guarantees people a trial if they've been harmed. Why are we contemplating going against the Constitution? The Attorney General has opined favorably for this German company in front of the Supreme Court about getting rid of any liability that they should have for any damages. And the most recent thing that we've seen, the executive branch, by the way, The president's chief of staff and the president's attorney general worked for one of the biggest lobbying firms that's received hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars from Bayer. And maybe that's why we've seen an executive order that says that the production of this chemical from this German company is a national defense priority. And we know why they're doing that. It's to keep them from having any liability. Everybody in this country deserves their day in court. This is wrong. We shouldn't succumb to the lobbyists, not in the executive branch, not in the judicial branch, and certainly not here in Congress.
Roundup. It's all about national defense. That's why you can't sue them. Executive order. That would mean that President Trump signed off on it. What the hell has happened to this man? What the hell has happened to this country? What the hell has happened to MAGA? This is the kind of stuff Democrats did. This kind of stuff that rhinos did. Pam Bondi again? She doesn't have time to bring charges against even one Epstein rapist. But she has time to stand before the Supreme Court saying, oh yeah, Roundup is a national defense something or other. Roundup, it's to kill weeds, right? That's what I thought Roundup was for. Now you can't sue them and it's all about national defense and Donald Trump executive order signed off on this? What the hell is going on here? What the hell is going on? Israel is, and their supporters are spending literally millions of dollars on an opponent for this guy, Tom Massie, Republican congressman from Kentucky. Principled, conservative, a Ron Paul kind of guy. President Trump came into Kentucky to support his opponent, the one who is being backed by all of the Israeli money. And when President Trump came in to Kentucky to talk about Tom Massie's opponent, President Trump failed to mention that the seventh person who died in our military with the start of the war in Iran was from Kentucky. Somehow skipped his mind. The number of unforced errors that Donald Trump is doing these days is honestly astonishing to me. It's absolutely astonishing. But it's anything so that you are distracted from the Epstein files. And remember, Cuba's going to be next. And after Cuba, who the hell knows? Just don't look at the Epstein files because the truth is so hideous that it could bring down our government. And at this point, frankly, I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that at all. Got to say goodbye to our friends on Rumble. We've got Dimitri Graffiti coming up next. In fact, coming up very shortly. Where the hell is it? Oh, here we go.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
Trick Graffiti, rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local laws. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti, studio phone line, 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Commander Graffiti. Radio Graffiti.
No way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch you.
The Major Graffiti.
We don't want to win here on this St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, we got a little white, little snow on the ground. Yeah, it's a great deal. You dig it?
The Major Graffiti.
Hey, I'd like to report a leprechaun sighting. I mean, 9's not reporting it, 7, not River Talk.
The Major Graffiti.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
The Major Graffiti, rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. The Major Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. The Major Graffiti, ADA compliant.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American. The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Thank you. Minnesota, to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. The man who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.